thing on. Was to, so they'll be listening to a silent page and watching a film. So anyway, it's funny how things come to you right in the middle of something. That I didn't turn this thing on, so I've been adjusting it for nothing. But faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, what that does, that builds on your Holy Ghost experience. Okay? That's the building. That Zerubbabel was supposed to do what? Sweep off the foundation and start building the building. And that's what Brother Branham did. He brought us to a place to where we could go up the building. And he described the Holy Ghost as a person. A person that was very timid. Why is he very timid? Because if you don't let him in one of the doors of your heart, he's not going to burst his way in. He's going to say, okay, whatever you want to do, it's your choice. Because you know what? One day when you say, well, God, I didn't have a lot of patience when I was coming up through there. He said, well, I tried to give you some and you didn't want it. Go ahead. Somebody raise their hand. Oh, just reading.
I think that's why God chose the Gentiles rather than the Jews.
I do too.
The Gentiles wanted him. He's not
going to force himself on them. That's right. And they believe by faith, like the centurion. He believed by faith. Jews have to see something.
Yes.
Laying on of hands is a Jewish tradition. But the Bible does say, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Now, it don't say lay hands on the sick and shake them and scream at them until... No, it says just lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. That stumps a lot of people because we've come through Pentecost and all these different denominations. It says you got to scream and shake them and, you know, rattle them. That's not it. We got to get people to start believing that's not it. You know, Brother Brown said every time you go to the altar, you get weaker. That's what he said. Every time you go to that altar, you get weaker. Because that's not a Gentile tradition. That's a Jewish tradition. Sure. And it's like me and Brother Claude were talking the other day. There are some churches that believe in that totally, that you should never come up to the front, never have an altar call. Now, we don't believe that here. But now there's some that will believe and not have to have that. The centurion. But there's some people that will have to have hands laid on them every Sunday to get something off of them or get... So what? Big deal. I mean, it's in the Bible. You can't take it out. It says, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. So we still do it. But it should be coming up the statue of a perfect man to where you don't go up there as much as you used to go up there. Okay? Now, that's your growth development as a Christian. When I was first born again, I was in the altar a lot. I had a lot to get off of me. I had a lot of changing to do, and I needed some help to do it. But now when God gives you the new birth and he settles you into a place, you just accept it by faith, and then you see the things work out in your life. You don't have to go to the altar. But as Christians, though, we need each other. It's not, you don't go out there on an island somewhere and say, well, I don't need anybody. No, we need each other's strength. That's what we're going to talk about. Lord willing, when I get back, maybe we won't be able to read this, but see, that's virtue. You say, oh, I don't have virtue like Peter did. Why not? Why do you like to come here and converse or have conversation about the Word of God and even about things of life? Because we can help each other in the things of life. Why? Because somebody has virtue. You must believe Brother Danny's got virtue today. So that's where you're going to get your strength. You're not going to get it from nobody else but him today. God's going to use him as a conduit, and right down through that conduit, right to you, is where the word's coming for you today. Right? Same thing with Brother Dale. We believe he has virtue, or we wouldn't come here. Because he's got something we can draw from. He's got a bank that's got plenty of money in it that we can draw from, or plenty of word in it that we can draw from. Right? Or we'd go somewhere else. If you got a default bank and you walk up to them all the time and you say, hey, I got this $1,000 check. Well, we can't cash it because we don't have no money in the bank. Why would you keep going there? And that's the same way with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is timid. The Holy Ghost, Brother Brown said, you grieve because the Bible says, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you're sealed. So you're sealed until the day of your redemption. If you're born again, you're sealed. Got it? Well, sometimes I think, you know, Brother Claude and I were talking the other night. The prodigal son was a son. He wasn't a first cousin. He wasn't a worker out in the field. He was a son in the family, and he went and done something wrong. Now you say, well, if he... No, it proved he was a son because he came back. Look at Adam. Adam was a son of God and sold out the whole human race. Sinned in his flesh. He let his flesh take over, and he sinned in his flesh. Like Brother Branham said about the preacher that said, I'm not going to preach anymore, and told the black guy to go buy him some beer, and Brother Branham said 6 months later he was dead because God took his child home, so he wouldn't mar his name. So there's things that we can get in this thing, in this part here, that we can have the Holy Ghost in our soul and do things wrong. But as we grow in grace and knowledge, it should be shedding some of those things off. That's why your walk, if you look and say, well, I don't know more than I did 6 months ago, you've got a problem. You've got a problem. Brother Dale don't have a problem. I don't have a problem. You got a problem. And if I don't know no more, I have a problem. Right? So don't blame it on everybody else. It's our own problem. Even with the new birth, we're going to have plenty of problems. But as we go up that statue of a perfect man, virtue is strength. I need strength. You need strength. Because remember, this Adamic nature is very strong because it lives in this condition of this world. It came in sin, so it's contrary. This is contrary to God. Right? But what's inside of it is God. That's the paradox. You see what I'm saying? But you control whether you get virtue. You control whether you get knowledge, temperance, patience, all the way up to the statue of a perfect man. That's something that you do. God's already got it there. But it's something you do to either let it out or seal it up. One of the two. Either open the door and let him in or keep the door closed. Right? But it's your choice. Let's go upstairs and let Brother Danny get ready to... Good, but Brother Joe will be speaking next Sunday. And then the Sunday after that we'll be back and hopefully we'll start a little bit through faith and then into virtue. Amen. Amen or oh me, one of the two.